Hello, hello, and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, today I'd like to talk about the ick factor. The ick factor is something I was vaguely aware of already, but it's been brought to my attention by a very interesting article in The Guardian called Got the Ick? When a Sudden Pang of Disgust Ruins Your Romance. And it brings together two things which really interest me. Evolutionary psychology, particularly the evolutionary psychology of women, and basically something like religious revelation. So I think it's absolutely fascinating, and I want to look into it. And I was inspired to look into it by a tweet by my friend Joseph Bronsky, who commented that the ick factor implied that there is a randomness to female mating preferences, that there's just a sort of bizarre dimension to their mating preferences. How can they possibly break up with men based on superficially bizarre things about those men that induce disgust in them? And I don't think he's right about that. I think that the ick factor is highly evolutionarily adaptive. So let's have a look at what's going on. The essence of the ick factor is that females will find in a man something with whom they're in a relationship, perhaps with whom they've been in a relationship quite a long time, something that suddenly produces a visceral feeling of disgust. And as a consequence, it ruins the romance and they will break up with him and they no longer wish to be with him. Now, the examples listed in the article are superficially bizarre things. I will return to them in a minute, but it's things like he doesn't use pillowcases. He wore a lime green shirt. I was standing next to a painting of a fat baby and it reminded me of him. He giggled at a joke. This sort of thing. Now, this is the thing that produces the ick factor, and I think this is highly adaptive. So let's look at why. What is it that a woman is selected in evolutionary terms to want in a man? Well, obviously, because the woman has more to lose from the sexual relationship because she's going to get pregnant, the first thing she wants is a man she will select for a man of relatively high social status or a man who shows the ability to maintain or to achieve high social status. This is because if she is with a man of high social status, he will have access to more resources. He will invest those resources in her and her offspring, and therefore both of them will be more likely to survive. The second thing she wants is a man who evidences basically good genes, a man who evidences mental and physical health. This is because in our evolutionary past, if she has sex with a man who has good mental and good physical health, and basically who has good genes, and often the good genes are going to be associated with factors like intelligence and pro-social personality and traits that are going to lead to him to ascend the hierarchy and have high status anyway. But if she has children by him, then those traits will be more likely to be passed on to the offspring. And in a context in which there is strong sexual selection for status and in which there is polygamy, in which high status males dominate the gene pool, then any children that she has with a male who is genetically healthy are more likely to survive. The third thing she wants evidence of is that basically he is going to be a good father and a good provider. Therefore, she wants a man who is competent. She wants a man who is mature. She wants a man who is mentally stable. She wants a man who is pro-social and agreeable to a certain extent. She wants a man who has a degree of drive as well. So he balances being agreeable with certain perhaps psychopathic traits to some extent that make him ascend the hierarchy and give him a degree of drive. She wants a man who evidences other pro-social traits, the general factor of personality, that is to say high openness, low neuroticism, high agreeableness, high conscientiousness, and to a certain degree high extroversion, because that is what helps you to attain social status. And also elements of that mean that you will be a good father, you will be competent, you will look after the child, you won't put the child in positions of danger. That is what she is selecting for. Now, the ick factor seems to relate very much to disgust. It's a disgust reaction. So I would and we know that people who are conservative are on average higher in disgust than people who are liberal. So I would expect the ick factor to be exhibited to a greater extent and more often in relatively conservative females. But that is by the by. So this is what they are looking for. And so how is this ick factor, this ick issue going to help? Well, apparently it's an expression. It comes upon them almost as revelation. almost as a religious experience. So it just suddenly happens that one thing just sets it off. Now, this has been dismissed as, oh, it's just randomness, it's illogical. But no, it's not, because the woman is going to be with this man at the beginnings of the relationship, and she's going to be constantly assessing whether he is the right man for her. She is, in the first instance, decided that there is enough about him in terms of status, in terms of good genes, in terms of competence and so forth, to bother pursuing the relationship at all, to bother being in it. But as she is continuing to pursue the relationship, she will constantly be assessing him all the time for these kinds of factors. Now, it makes it a bit difficult, presumably, to have a successful relationship and to come across like she loves him and to bond. And to, I mean, a good relationship is about bonding, it's about commitment, and it's, of course, about passion. And so perhaps it makes it a bit difficult to successfully pursue that relationship in that kind of way if you are constantly there overtly thinking about the nature of the man. It's going to make it more difficult to bond with him. It's going to make it more difficult for the relationship to even potentially be successful. So it makes much more sense, it will be much more adaptive, if these kinds of considerations are ticking away at the back of the woman's mind. She is assessing this stuff subconsciously, as it were, but she's not really thinking about it, not really thinking about it consciously. Or if she is, she's not thinking about it consciously all the time. It's just kind of whirring away. So there is this balance between an assessment of the situation, an ongoing assessment of the situation, and the ability, of course, to put that aside and to therefore have the strong emotions and the chemistry and so forth that are necessary for the relationship to even, you know, be pursued at that stage and be successful. But it's still whirring away. Now, what you would expect for something to really hit somebody, for something to really be meaningful, for something really significant to happen, and so that a person understands something, is that all kinds of issues would be ticking away at the back of their mind. And this is often the case when you solve a problem. Often there's a degree to which it just comes to you as revelation. You don't really feel you're thinking about it. It's whirring away at the back of your mind, because if you're constantly obsessed about it, then you can't get anything else done. So that's no good. It's much more adaptive that you can get other things done and you can think about other things, but it's whirring away at the back of your mind, this issue. And then eventually something will trigger everything to come together, and then you have revelation. And the revelation is potent, and it could be something quite minor, something quite small, where you make the connection between the things that you're thinking about, and you have this sense of revelation, and you've solved your problem. Now, I suggest that that's what's going on with the ick factor, that the woman is picking up on all of this information that is not good, that's telling her, no, he's not of high social status, or he's not going to obtain high social status, that he has bad genes, that he is incompetent, that he is childlike, that he is lazy, that there are problems with him. And she's gradually picking up on this while concomitantly pursuing or trying to pursue the relationship. And then eventually something happens to trigger it, and then she has the revelation, and the revelation is the ick factor, and this is based around one specific thing. And so in that sense, that you can't dismiss that one specific thing as irrational. It's irrational in itself, but it is rational in the sense that it is an expression of all kinds of other problems with the man that she has gradually been picking up on, and it's rational for it to be experienced in this way as a discussed revelation, because it is the fact that it is experienced in that way which allows her to be more adaptive and to live life normally and whatever, rather than just be obsessing about one thing all the time. So it comes to her in the form of a discussed revelation, in an ick revelation. Now, let's look at some of the examples that are explored in the Guardian article. Didn't use pillowcases. What's that saying? It's saying he's dirty. It's saying he's lazy. It's saying he has low conscientiousness. That's what it's saying. And she knows that anyway. She's picked up on probably other evidences of that, but that is the one that did it for her. That is the one that produced the ick factor. He wears a lime green shirt. It's implying he has bad taste. What's bad taste associated with? It's associated with low agreeableness. It's associated with poor input, basically with thoughtlessness. It's associated with low openness, and openness is good for social status. So the fact that he has bad taste, and there could be other examples of that, the fact that he has bad taste will potentially militate against social success. The fact that she has stood next to a painting of a baby and it's reminded her of him, well, that's obvious, that she suddenly realised he's childlike, he's not mature, he's like a baby. She's seen all kinds of markers of this, but it's really hit her with that, and therefore he's no good as a potential father and no good as a potential provider. He's out. There were other examples. One of them was carrying a photo, being taking having a photo taken of yourself carrying a big fish. Well, what's it saying about someone that you do that? That it's one way of reading that is it's saying you have low socioeconomic status. It's saying you're a show off. It's saying that you're insensitive to killing. You're an insensitive kind of person. You're low in aspects of agreeableness. You're high in neuroticism. Perhaps that's why you have to show off. And so that could be what is read into that. One of the having his own pencil case, that was one. But what's that saying about you as a grown man that you have your own pencil case? It's saying you're childlike. It's saying you have arrested development. It's at best saying you're quirky, but that itself could be regarded by some women as not particularly useful in terms of being a good father or being a good provider or attaining high status. But at worst, it's basically saying you're childlike and you haven't grown up. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if all of the obscure and unusual examples of the ick factor, which people could list, if you trace them back, basically imply that a person is immature, that a person is emotionally unstable, that a person is of low socioeconomic status or is unlikely to attain high socioeconomic status, or that basically a person has bad genes. Another example was realizing that the husband had really weirdly long legs. Well, that would be an example of bad genes. So I think this ick factor is fascinating, and I'm surprised to find, having quickly searched Google Scholar, and by the way, the ick factor came about via Ally McBeal, I'm told, so it goes back to the 1990s, but I'm surprised to find that there's not that much on it at all, really, in terms of evolutionary psychological literature. It's all other issues such as the ick factor, why people don't want to donate their organs. So I think that's a new area of evolutionary psychology we should discuss. I think it's the ick factor is very interesting. And if you are one of my female viewers, then please give me some examples of the ick factor that have caused you to break up with a boyfriend in the comments. I'd be most interested to read them and to discuss them. Thank you very much. And goodbye.
Would you like to move beyond a boomer in spirit delivering content from his cellar? What about a boomer in spirit delivering content into a drone? Tally-ho! How? By supporting the Jolly Heretic Experience and specifically our upcoming documentary on intelligence and the future of civilization. We will take a trip to the world of the future. Action, adventure, and of course, based science. We will present all of the evidence that intelligence is behind the rise and fall of civilization. Along the way, we will trigger academics, befriend ghetto dwellers, and travel to strange and dangerous places. In fact, we might not come back alive!
You may ask where all the money goes. There's a lot. There's travel expenses, there's transport, there's my crew. I can't do it all by myself. I mean, after all, I've been locked in a basement for the last 4 years.
So prove your dissident status with money. Stop virtue signalling, put your money where your mouth is, and become a paid subscriber. It was never this cheap to save the world, or at least watch it burn in 4K. And if you have really deep pockets, then why not become a founding member of our Substack? For $500 a year, you'll get your name in all of the credits of all our documentaries, and you'll even get a phone call with the landlord himself.